I'm happy to announce that my new book, Get Better at Anything, 12 Maxims for Mastery, is now available. Life depends on learning. We spend decades in school acquiring an education. We want to be good at our jobs, not just from the perks that come from being one of the best, but for the pride that comes from mastering a craft. Even the things we do for fun, we enjoy to a large extent because we feel we are capable of getting better at them. But learning is often mysterious. Sometimes we improve effortlessly. In other cases, it's a slog. We can spend decades driving a car, hitting a tennis racket, or working at our jobs without reliably getting better at any of them. In my new book, I explore the science of skill acquisition, illustrating the basic principles that can help you get better at the things that matter most to you. Few experiences can top the joy of finally getting the hang of a new skill. That first time you have a conversation in a new language, solve a tricky programming problem, or ski down the hill without falling down. Those are exciting moments. But just as often, learning is frustrating. You can spend hours in a library not feeling like you understand the subject any better than before you began. You can feel stuck in your job or career, unable to make a leap forward. Sometimes we even convince ourselves that entire fields are off limits, that we're just not capable of learning or getting better at something. Now, those frustrations can come at the beginning. So when we have to learn something new, but we don't know where to start, it can be daunting to embark on a new profession or learn a new hobby or take on new projects with new responsibilities and not be quite sure how to get going. For other skills, the frustrations occur later, when you've already spent hundreds of hours striving to improve and you just feel like you've gotten stuck. So that could be the career that's hit the dead end, the golf handicap that isn't getting any better, or just the skill that you really want to improve on, but you feel like you're not actually getting better at it. The key to transforming frustration to enthusiasm, from feeling stuck to making progress, comes from a deep understanding of how learning works. Get Better at Anything breaks down the process of learning into three basic ingredients with 12 memorable maxims encapsulating the key concepts that you need to know to make progress. The three factors that underpin our ability to learn are, number one, C, most of what we know comes from other people. The ease and difficulty of learning from others explains much of our ability to improve ourselves. Second, do. Practice is obviously essential for progress, but not all efforts are equal. The brain is a fantastic effort-saving machine, which is both a blessing and a curse. Knowing what kinds of actions lead to progress can save years of wasted efforts. And finally, feedback. Improvement is not a straight line. It requires adjustment, not just from the red stroke of a teacher's pen, but direct contact with the reality we're engaged with. Now, along the way, the book will delve into the fascinating and diverse science of learning, including some interesting case studies, such as why it took 2 decades before Tetris players began to master the game, why professional poker players make better predictions than psychiatrists, what the secret was to artistic training of master painters during the Renaissance, how jazz musicians learned to improvise, the mathematical problem that took 3 centuries to solve, and the psychological theory that explains its resolution, and finally what the London Blitz can teach us about the neuroscience of anxiety. Whether you're unsure of where to begin, you feel stuck after years of effort, or simply want a deeper understanding of how learning works, Get Better at Anything will guide you through it. I hope you enjoy the book.